The night Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was kidnapped in Pakistan, his mother had an ominous dream.
And the dream was that he was in some kind of a troubled situation. And he was very scared. He felt like he's going to die, the way I saw in his face.
Ruth Pearl's dream features in a new documentary that debuts this Tuesday, October the 10th, on what would have been Daniel Pearl's 43rd birthday. Filmmakers Ramesh Sharma and Ahmed Jamal have reconstructed the lives of Daniel Pearl and Omar Sheikh, the man who planned his abduction in January of 2002. The filmmakers call their work The Journalist and the Jihadi, The Murder of Daniel Pearl. I spoke to both of them earlier this week. Ramesh Sharma told me it was the drama of two intersecting lives that led him to make the film.
Daniel Pearl was based in India, and he goes to Pakistan after 9/11, and there his paths cross with Omar Sheikh. Now, both of these were exceptional gentlemen. I mean, they were, you know, remarkable people in their own way. Daniel Pearl was a reporter of incredible talent. Almost all the reporting that he did from the Middle East, there was always an attempt to try and explain Islam to the Western world. Omar Sheikh, on the other hand, was born in England, of privileged background like Daniel Pearl, studied in the London School of Economics, and then, because of Bosnia and other reasons, turns into a jihadi. He has a unique vision of the world too, but he uses violence to try to achieve that. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the story itself, in the terms of the dramatic contrast, lends itself to human drama.
You have footage in this movie, Ahmed Jamal, of Omar Sheikh as a young man. He has been through a very, very fancy British school called the Forest School, sort of a prep school, we would call it here, fancy education. And you found footage of him arm wrestling big, beefy British guys in English pubs. Why was he arm wrestling people?
The thing was that he had this notion of strength, apparently. When he was in school, he used to carry a briefcase full of weight, one of the students told me.
You speculate in this film that you can actually see the anger on Omar Sheikh's face, that there's some reason he wants to best these, Caucasian masters, if you will, to perhaps use a frame of reference that was suggested in the film. Later, in 1994, you have tape of him in India. By now, he has been arrested for kidnapping British citizens. And there's no violence involved in that. He basically talks them into his home and takes them hostage, right?
This is Ramesh here, and he doesn't really kidnap British citizens only. He kidnaps Westerners, Americans and British, both, you know, citizens. And these people were actually sweet-talked by him. He was a charming fellow. And he sort of wins their confidence. And they literally walk into his trap. And that's exactly what he did with Daniel Pearl, too. In fact, they exchanged numerous emails, and emails that were not just about work. They were about personal relationships. They were talking about his wife, who was ill. He was talking about the hospitals that were there. And he heard that Marianne Pearl was, I think, expecting. Then they shared these very personal emails. In other words, he made Daniel feel that I am your friend.
Daniel Pearl was concentrating on the money trail behind al-Qaeda. That was his assignment from the Wall Street Journal, the money trail leading up to the 9/11 attacks. Everybody else went to Afghanistan. He stayed in Pakistan trying to find out who had financed these attacks. How did he meet Omar Sheikh?
You know, Daniel, like all reporters who go to these strange lands do, they get a local reporter there who becomes their fixer, who arranges for meetings. And Daniel Pearl's fixer put him into a jihadi community. Unwittingly, he put him on to somebody who actually then knows Omar Sheikh, and Omar Sheikh walks into this scenario and plans the kidnapping.
You recreate the hunt for Daniel Pearl. What did you learn that you hadn't known before, Ahmed Jamal?
I think what our film does is, through the research in Pakistan, we managed to talk to one of the people who was actually present at Danny's death.
Who was that person who was actually present at Mr. Pearl's execution?
He is one of the two people who was supposed to guard Danny.
When you interviewed this person who was present at the execution, where was he? Where did you interview him?
That interview was conducted by a researcher. And what happened was the guy was in custody. He had just been arrested by one of the assistance of one of the officers who hunting terrorists in Pakistan, and that person is a remarkable man who is himself being chased by the terrorists. He keeps changing his flat. And he allowed the researcher to go into a room. The prisoner himself, I think his name was Faisal, was told to talk to our reporter. And he narrated all these things about Danny's last days.
But the biggest surprise for Marianne Pearl, Danny's widow, and his colleagues, was that, in fact, Omar Sheikh, the mastermind, was arrested a week earlier than Pakistani authorities said he was, even as Pakistan's President Musharraf is in Washington saying that all is well, they're going to find this guy.
Well, he wasn't arrested. He surrendered. He went and surrendered to Brigadier Azad Shah, who was then the governor of the Punjab province, and probably was known to Omar Sheikh through his ISI contacts. I mean, this is speculation.
Pakistani intelligence.
So Omar Sheikh went there, and for whatever reason, you know, he was kept there for 7 days while the Pakistani police mounted a major manhunt for him.
So he gives himself up to a person who he thought would protect him. But apparently, that person was told immediately that Danny was dead and President Musharraf was in the U.S., and he realized that this was a plot to try and embarrass Musharraf, which we mentioned in the film. I mean, the thing was done to show that Musharraf was not in control, as he was pretending to be. Something big like this happens where a reporter, an American reporter, a reporter who works for the Wall Street Journal, has been kidnapped under the nose of Pakistani police and people like that.
And if you put this entire thing in the context of what happened after 9/11, and you put in the context of the anti-American feeling within the jihadi community, within a certain section of the ISI, you would realize that all this that happened to Daniel Pearl was a major effort to show America that we mean business, and we will tell you that this is something that we are trying to teach you a lesson with. Daniel Pearl happened to be Jewish. He happened to be an American reporter, and he happened to be a reporter for Wall Street Journal, which in many ways, like the Twin Towers, represents American institutions. And that, I think, is really my take on the story.
Ramesh Sharma and Ahmed Jamal. Their film, The Journalist and the Jihadi, The Murder of Daniel Pearl, premieres Tuesday on HBO.